Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California.
Every week on Coastside Carousel, we bring you the people who make this community spin. Musically, that is. And today I am thrilled to introduce a guest who knows exactly how to find the harmony between a secure future and a life well lived. It's Kelly Morlock. She's been a fixture at KHMB for many years, first as a host of Coastside Carousel, and now she has her own segment on Radio Magazine's Financial Focus. With an MBA from USC and a sociology degree from Berkeley, she spent over 2 decades in the financial world. Her current role is as financial advisor at Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay. And when she isn't solving financial puzzles, she's the board president for Living Jazz, singing her heart out with the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir. Music and money is her jam. Kelly Morlock. Kelly, welcome to Coastside Carousel. Now, how does it feel to be on the other side of the mic, so to speak?
It's kind of funny.
All those years of doing Coastside Carousel, and here I'm interviewing you. And really, it's my pleasure. When I listened to your shows over the last 5 years, I don't think you gave yourself enough credit in your world for what you've accomplished. How did you get into music as a kid?
They said I had a loud mouth and I should join the choir, literally. So that started back in grade school. And then we just had great music programs growing up in Davis back in the day when they still funded music in the schools. And I was part of the choirs in junior high, and we did the musicals in junior high, and then in our high school had all sorts of choirs. They had the concert choir, they had the madrigal choir, they had the jazz choir, and I went for all of them. I was in the jazz choir my sophomore, junior, and senior years, and then I finally made it into the madrigal choir as well in my senior year. So
it sounds like it was all choir. Did you ever sing in any jazz bands, blues bands, rock and roll bands throughout all that process?
Not back then. That was mostly here on the coast when I moved here in 2003. And I met some fellow musicians, and I've sat in with a couple groups when I was between jobs. For a while, I fronted a group and learned that's no fun having to chase down checks from the bar to pay your band. So I didn't really keep going with that. And I kept going with the choirs, especially the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, because it's so fulfilling and our director is so amazing. And we just get to create magic as we sing.
This is Coastside Carousel. That is Kelly Morlock. I am Mike Dale. A very special treat for us to have her on the other side of the mic, talking about her life rather than her interviewing everyone else all the time. Now, Kelly, you mentioned that you have a CD that you brought with us today. You're going to feature some of the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir's material. You gave me 3 songs. Do you want to pick one and talk about it a little bit, and then we'll play it?
Sure. Wade in the Water is probably one that most people know, and there's been so many versions over the years. I remember the first time I heard that song, it was Ramsey Lewis playing it when my dad got the record in the mail, his record club feature of the month, and we just started dancing to it. He's like, now this is real music. So that song's always been something that warms my heart. And the version we're hearing here is a traditional spiritual version, which is sung by the slaves started singing in this style so that their owners would let them sing, because singing was part of their nature and part of their communication, the way they communicated coming from Africa. And they had to sing in a style that the owners could understand, so that they didn't feel like they were saying secret things. But in these spirituals, there would be a secret language still about troubling the water. And, you know, there's all sorts of symbolism that could be hidden in the lyrics. and the way that they would sing it. So it served the purpose of them being able to sing and enjoy that experience and also continue communicating in a certain way as needed if they were trying to get away from things.
Let's hear it now, Coastsiders. This is Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, Wade in the Water, on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside and some of the famous bands to visit the coast. Today we're celebrating the life and music and money of Kelly Morlock, who used to be a Coastside Carousel host for many, many years.
And then she passed the torch to me, and I am honored to be doing the show with you today. We are celebrating also, Kelly, Black History Month. Do you want to talk about that a little bit and how close that is to your heart?
Absolutely. As you guys know, I sing gospel music because it makes me really happy. It's something I've always wanted to do, and I finally started doing it about 20 years ago. Actually, 30 years ago is when I first started through Foothill Gospel Choir at Foothill College. This is the 50th anniversary of there being a Black History Month. President Ford started it back in 1976, and it's to celebrate the accomplishments of Black Americans in our country and to acknowledge their history and the making of our country. And as my director, Terrence Kelly, says all the time, there wouldn't be any American popular music without the spiritual, without the traditional Black music. The only other American music is from indigenous peoples here. So everything is layered on Black music that created the blues. Country music comes out of it. American classical music comes out of it. Jazz, rock, R&B, Lettucey, you know, Luther, as he says. No Beyonce without it. So it's super important to acknowledge and to celebrate. And I'm a proud member of Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir for, I guess this is my 19th year. I started there in 2007. And I also participate in Living Jazz since 2006. I went to Jazz Camp West that takes place out in the hills just south of town at Jones Gulch YMCA camp. That's been going on for 42 years. This is our 42nd season. There's also a kids camp out there called Jam Camp in July every summer at Redwood Glen. And the organization also produces a Martin Luther King tribute over Martin Luther King weekend in January. And they've also started having music education in the East Bay schools because that was underserved. So these are things that we do to celebrate Black music and music from the African diaspora. There's also Latin American style music and things like that that we teach in rhythm and dance classes as well as music classes.
Is this your busiest month of the year? This along with December when you're doing sort of the holiday performances and the like? Is February also your busiest time of the year?
Yeah, traditionally it's been December with all the holiday performances for the choir and then February for Black History Month. Since they added Juneteenth as a holiday in June, which is the celebration of the last slaves learning that they were emancipated in Texas, because it took them a couple of years to get the information there. That is now a national holiday as well, and that's added a lot more performances in June as well. Plus, it's Pride Month, because Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir is an inclusive community for people of every color, creed, taste, religion.
That's really good to know, because then I have another excuse to book you on the show in June so I can go February, June, and December. What do you think about that?
And hey, why not? I mean, June is when we have our jazz camp, the second week of June. So I'm going to pitch that right now. You can sign up at livingjazz.org and find out more information about Jazz Camp West. It's for kids from age 15 to 99. So everybody's eligible. You don't have to be super proficient. You just need to have a love of music. You can sing, play instruments, dance, celebrate life. We just get together and get our wings going again, running around in the redwoods.
Let's play another song, Kelly, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more and wrap it up. What song do you want to pick next?
If we just have one more, let's do Good Night.
Okay, tell us about it.
Another traditional spiritual, and this one I like because I know the soloist on it. He's just the nicest guy and has such a sweet voice. And it's just kind of uplifting. Good night, the Lord is coming, and doesn't matter what else is going on, good things are going to happen.
We really mix it up here on Coastside Carousel. This is the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir and the song called Good Night on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Good night, the Lord's coming.
Good night, the Lord's coming. Good night, the Lord's coming. Knocking at the door flew open and the love comes streaming down, 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 Lord, down.
They found him in Gethsemane.
Found him in Gethsemane. Found him in Gethsemane. Knocking at the door. The door flew open and the love comes streaming down, 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 Lord, down.
They wrapped him in white linen.
Wrapped him in white linen. Wrapped him in white linen. Knocking at the door. The door flew open and the love comes streaming down, 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 Lord,
The door flew open and the love comes streaming down, 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 Lord, down.
Joseph buried his body.
Joseph buried his body. Joseph buried his body. Knocking at the door flew open and the love comes streaming down, 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 Lord, down.
Gonna be a good night, the Lord's coming.
Good night, the Lord's coming. Good night, the Lord's coming.
Knocking at the door flew open and the love comes streaming.
Down, 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 Lord, down. Good night, the Lord's coming. Good night, the Lord's coming. Good night, the Lord's coming.
It's Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and we're hearing words and music today with Kelly Morlock, music and money, I should say, because she is in the money world. Today it's about music, right, Kelly? And she was a longtime host of Coastside Carousel. Kelly, remind me now, when Jim Henderson, our boss at KHMB, asked me to take over Carousel, were you just getting too busy at that time? You were working at Edward Jones, but then you wanted to be your own investment advisor. Did I get that story right?
Yeah, I've been with Edward Jones for 14 years. I helped build and grow and manage one of the branches in town. And when that advisor retired, I had an opportunity to become a financial advisor myself. So I'd studied and gotten ready for it and got all licensed and was supporting our clients in that capacity for some time. And then when he stepped down, I got to step up and go into the other Edward Jones branch here in town. So I'm located next to Ace Hardware now with Warren Barmore.
How excited are you about your stage of life right now, Kelly?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I feel like this is what I've been meant to do my whole life, and I'm really glad I finally got here. Singing and helping people manage their money, it couldn't be better.
Now, you talked a little bit about your calendar for the year. We have Black History Month this month. You have June, you're busy with the jazz camp. And then in December, it's also the Interfaith Choir as well. What else is going on for you in 2026?
Those are the things we're doing with Living Jazz. We actually are actively searching for a new executive director. Our former one, Liz Luke, was so good at her advocacy for arts nonprofits that the city of Oakland took her. She's become the new cultural affairs manager over for the city of Oakland. So if you know of anybody who is interested in supporting the arts and has background of being able to help raise money and run an organization like that, we, our budget's up to almost $2 million over in the East Bay. Check out livingjazz.org. That job posting will be up soon, if not already. And so we're actively looking for that. We're always looking for board members and people who want to support the organization as well. Financially, we're happy to help you become a trailblazer of hope by supporting our scholarship fund. It's a quasi endowment that we're building so that our programs are always accessible. And then tax season's coming up. That keeps us busy here with people with their late tax planning. You can do tax planning any time of year, but a lot of people put it off to March and April. So we're getting busy here at Edward Jones with that. And I'm always busy looking for ways to help people manage their money. So all year long, we keep it going.
Our good friend Cameron Palmer has open mic night down there at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. Do you ever get the jag, because you live in the area there, to go down there on open mic night and just let it loose? Do you ever do that anymore?
Because I don't play an instrument to accompany myself, I don't often go. And it's towards the end of the week. I'm usually pretty beat. But it's definitely a great time there. And you know, if somebody plays an instrument and wants a vocalist, I'd be happy to work with you to put something together for that.
Can you sing any style of music, Kelly?
I've sung many styles. Country, rock, blues, jazz. I don't do hip hop.
What a gift. The great Kelly Morlock, thank you so much for jumping in on Carousel today.
Thanks for having me, Mike. It's fun to go back to the Wayback Machine of Coastside Carousel.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.